Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
Do you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
What a douchebag fucking show. The one guy's not funny and the other one's laughing at all the unfunny shit he's saying.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right, it's the Conti and Kenny Show.
Welcome to the Conti List and Kenny Show.
Conti and Kenny Show minus Conti. Don't worry, you're not stuck with me for the entire show. Conti will show up. If you don't know my famous voice, this is Joe Coletta of the Cousin Joe Show. Here with my pal Kenny Michaels, filling in for Joe Conti. Big shoes to fill. Size-wise, not, you know, anything else.
Yeah, it's big pants. But whatchamacallit? Yeah, thanks for coming down, man. Last minute.
Dude, anytime.
Joe had some kind of a birthday, something or other he has to go. Some personal, you know, family stuff he had to go and check out. He'll be here like 8 o'clock, and we'll be hanging out until
tell him
then.
What time? Keep him guessing.
What's that?
You tease it. You don't tell him when.
Oh, he'll be here in a couple minutes. You know what? I guarantee it won't be 8 o'clock. It'll probably be a little bit before.
No, I'm
or
sure
a
he's
after.
Listening right now and hurrying as fast as he can to get here, going, what are they doing to my show?
See what I just did? I go, probably it'll be a little bit before, a little bit after. See? So then I just took the 8 o'clock right out of it.
The waffler. That's you.
It's absolutely me. Yeah, so me and Joe will be hanging out with you guys for a little while. And,
sure will.
Whatchamacallit. And it's here. And again, I have to apologize because this is like the, I don't know, third week in a row that I'm going to be sniffling. I'm going to be phlegmy. I may or may not be able to turn the mic off.
I have some Sudafed in the car, darling. Why
can't
you
take any of that stuff?
Oh, that's right. You told me. Yeah, you got some weird sensitive shit.
My tongue turns into a Triscuit, or I get bloody noses.
So there's no nothing. There's no Dayquil.
No Sudafed. Dayquil. No Sudafed. No Claritin. No next whatever.
Nothing that works.
Nothing that works. I can't take. I've tried them all.
Ever tried Tussinex?
Put some Tussin. No, I have Tussinex. No.
It's a cough syrup, hydrocodone, but it has.
Mix it with.
No. You can, but it has an antihistamine in it that works great.
Does
chlorophenol?
It really? Yeah, that chloro is something or other. Yeah.
I'm guessing you're allergic to that too.
I don't know. I'm not allergic to it. It's just I have react. It's not like if I take it, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I have to go to the hospital. If I take it, I'm just so annoyed that my mouth is dry. You know, like when your teeth stick.
So your reaction to medication is annoyance?
Of that medication, yeah, it annoys the shit out of me because I don't know if I'm going to... I've already had one bloody nose this spring for no reason. It just happened because of my allergies.
Right.
And Big Scott's in the chat room. You got a Conti? No. That's funny. Like I said, long story short, I've mentioned it many times before. I can't take anything except for Benadryl, but that puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll try some Tussinex or whatever that's called.
Yeah, you got to get a prescription though. Cause
but I got.
If you don't finish it all, give it to me.
Is it by prescription?
Hydrocodone.
Oh yeah. But no, the Tussinex, it has.
That's what. Yeah, it's hydrocodone and something else.
I'll finish that shit in a day and a half.
Oh, yeah. I get the liter size bottles. Fucking great, delicious. I carry it around like a flask.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're just tugging on that thing all day long.
It's the best part of winter for me. It's fucking great. So apparently there was a very busy, exciting weekend I didn't know about. Because, you know me, I don't really follow sports, but you checked it out, Kenny?
Absolutely. Well, I had to work, but the whole thing is everything happened on the same day.
Yesterday,
there
right?
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're a baseball fan, your baseball teams are playing. In the morning, you know, there was golf, there was NASCAR. There was the I think Talladega was last night, yesterday.
You mentioned Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby was in the morning. Then in the evening, there was a huge Spurs-Clippers playoff game, Game 7, that the Clippers I don't know if they were favored, but it was a great game, last second shot kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And then you had it with the bullshit, stupid fucking Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Yeah. That was supposed to be the fight of the century, even though we're only 15 years.
Fucking dollars, I hope so.
15 years into the century, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we still got 85 fucking more years for a better fight. And I said it 2 weeks ago when we were talking about it. I said it was going to be Mayweather is going to get the decision, and it's going to be like a lackadaisical fight, which it was, because Mayweather is an extreme defensive boxer. He knows how to defend himself. So what he does is he's so good at defending himself, and then he just sneaks and jabs and punches, so he wins the rounds. But he does just enough.
So he just lays low and does damage when he can?
But he's defensive, so it looks like that guy's trying really hard.
Right.
Because he's one of the best ever defensive boxers. But that's his game plan. The guy can't hit him. Doesn't matter how good that guy is.
Yeah.
He just can't fucking catch up to him. He can't hit him. Or when he does hit him, he's looking like he's trying too hard, or he's trying to be. So it looks like Mayweather is in control all the time. That's why he's 48-0.
Whoa.
He's 48-0, but he hasn't had a knockout since 2008.
Pacquiao isn't bad either, right? I mean, both
Pacquiao
these guys have been around for like a decade,
right? I think now he's 40-something and 6.
That's still not bad.
Yeah, still not bad. He's a world champion.
Right.
And we talked about it on the weekend show that Pacquiao. Did we talk it on a weekend show, I think? I'm not sure. I don't remember. But the Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao ran away from his house at 11 years old.
Now, where's he from?
Philippines.
Okay.
He's from the Philippines, but a poor area of the Philippines that doesn't even speak Filipino. Tagalog.
Really?
Yeah. We did talk about this. Yeah, I think we talked about it on the weekend, because I remember I was going, Conti's like, Tagalog? What? I'm like, it's like Tagalog or not Tagalog when an Italian has
on
a pizza.
On the WMAX?
The weekend shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's called Tagalog, is the language. It's like English, Spanish, Filipinos call Tagalog, but if you do it in a North Jersey accent, it says Tagalog or not Tagalog? The pizza. The sauce is too much garlic. Anyway, it's really stupid.
I got it, though.
Anyway, he left his house at 11 years old because he used to go, when he was growing up.
So he ran away from home.
Ran away from home because he used to have to, like, fish to, like, eat lunch. He would have to go and try to catch fish out of the, fucking...
That's some Asian shit.
that is definitely some Asian shit, yeah. So, 11 years old, he ran away and went to the Philippines to start boxing because when he got home one day, he found his dad cooking the family dog.
What?
Cooking and eating the family dog. Their pet dog, yeah. Because they were hungry and the motherfucker...
They were that desperate?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Or and was the he mother, just a fucking psychopath? Or both?
No, I think he's still friends with him because there's pictures of him with his father now. He's only... Pacquiao's only 38. But,
I don't know if I can get over that.
No, 11 years old. He was like, my dog. No, he didn't. Okay. He was like, I'm not eating fucking Fluffy. He took off. So he fucking just hopped on some fucking little schooner boat and headed over to the mainland. And then he ran around the streets and he would buy, I think it was gum.
And that's where he learned the Talladega language? Whatever.
Yeah. The Talladega. All right. He learned it at nights. Okay. In night school.
I like classes.
All right. So stupid. But he, you know, so he sees his dad eating the dog and he bolts off just right away. He's like, fuck this, I'm out. And he would buy, I forget exactly what it was, but it was something like gum or candies that he would buy and he would resell them for 5 cents more. And that's how he made a living when he was 12, 11 years old on the street.
Selling candy.
Street kid. Yeah, selling candies. And he would jack up the price to tourists and every, you know, people, you know. Okay. So he would, you know, he'd pay 5 cents, he'd sell it for 10 cents.
Gotcha.
You know, and that's how he survived. And then he started fighting in the streets for money. He would bet somebody, you give me, you know, 5 pesos and I'll knock your ass out. Watch. So he started fighting in the streets and he was like, I can make money at this. And that's how he was surviving. So by 14, he was a professional boxer. In the Philippines, not world professional,
right.
But in the Philippines, he would make his rounds. He was an attraction because people would go and watch this 14-year-old little skinny, you know, 80-pound kid knocking people out, you know, twice his size.
He wasn't like a big tough guy. He just
no. He had to survive. That was the only way he knew how.
Right.
And he was just a little tiny dude, and he was beating guys, you know, twice his age, and you know, 3 feet taller and stuff. He was just this nasty boxer. But all in all. He's way past his prime, and they tried to do this fight 10 years ago almost, probably 2007, somewhere around there they tried to do this, but Mayweather said no. And they actually, and the, here's the thing, Mayweather got $180 million.
What?
For a 45-minute fight, $180 million.
I was going to ask how long it lasted, 45
It'd
minutes?
Be about 45, I think it's about 45 minutes, about an hour, man. Somewhere around there. 15 rounds at 3 minutes.
How much
minutes
did the other guy get?
120. $300 million split between the two of them. The only reason why Mayweather said, they asked him, they go, why didn't you fight him, you know, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, the fight was worth $40 million. He's like, that wasn't enough for me. So he's like,
he's saying he had the foresight to know in a couple of years.
In a couple of years. He said the money wasn't enough. Actually, his nickname is Floyd Money Mayweather. You know what I mean? He bets like,
doesn't sound like a dumb guy.
He's just got a shit ton of money. He bets like $1 million on like.
I was gonna say, if you were him, wouldn't you just retire right now?
He's going. This is one of the last ones. This is pretty much.
I mean, both of them.
He's got one more fight planned in September, and that's going to be the last one. It's going to. Me too.
Skip the brain damage. Take your fucking check. You're just set.
The thing is, though, he's not going to have brain damage because he's never been knocked out. He's never been knocked down. He's never been.
Oh, cause...
He's never lost because he's a brilliant fighter. So he's avoided everything bad. You know, he hasn't been pummeled and stuff. You know, of course, he's been knocked around, got his bell rung a couple of times, but he's never lost. He's never been, you know, brain damaged, you know.
Right.
But he's been known to, like, bet $1 million on like a roll of the dice at a casino or something. Or he put $1 million. I think he put $1 million on, it's something stupid, you know, something really, really stupid. So he throws money around all the time.
Big Scott's Will is saying 15 rounds. Is that,
15 rounds, 3 minutes a round. So 45 minutes, right? 3 minutes, 3 minutes a round, 45 minutes. Yeah. Jeez. And we were talking about this off the air, but a lot of people, what happened, something happened with DirecTV and cable providers that you have to go directly to, if you have an organization or something,
yeah,
you have to go directly to the promoter in order to get it.
So you now, can't go through your cable or satellite.
There's some weird thing. I'm not exactly sure how it worked.
Right.
What happens is if you're a bar owner, we talked about this off there. Mm-hmm. If you're a bar owner and you have the amount of money you had to pay to get the fight,
incredible to me,
is directly in line with how many people of your fire code, fire code capacity. So they worked it out. We searched it on Saturday night. If you have a bar that has 200 people in it, it costs you $7,000 just to have the fight. Now, in order for you to break even, you would have to charge each person $32 at the door to have it and be at full capacity.
Which, of course, they don't do.
But so they don't do.
Why do they broadcast? Why do they even?
That's why no one broadcast. That's why no one
did this.
Oh, they
don't. Most bars don't.
Yeah, no. Like Buffalo Wild Wings, it was some astronomical number. Each Buffalo Wild Wings has a capacity of, what, 200, 300 people?
About that.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
So if it's $7,000, there's 7,000 Buffalo Wild Wings around the country. At least 7,000, maybe 3,000, 4,000. I don't even know.
Adds up a little.
Yeah, but the company is saying, we're not paying $7.2 million for the fucking, I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. It was a major chain that was like, we're not doing it.
Right.
It wasn't worth it, and people at home had to pay $90, about $100, $100 a person, and it really was. I called it 2 weeks ago. It's exactly what it was. It was a dancing around. They had a couple of flurries, but then of course in the end, Mayweather wins. Right. With a decision, which I knew it was going to happen. And, you know, Pacquiao said, "Oh, I hurt my shoulder in the third," and he's kind of making excuses. But $120 million. I don't care if I had stage 4 AIDS of the face. You know what I mean? I'm getting back in a fucking ring.
Yeah.
You know? If you literally have to give me a prosthetic cock to get back in the ring, I'm going to get back in the ring. $120 million.
If part of being in that ring was sucking the other guy's cock, I'd be there.
Absolutely.
I mean, for that money?
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Sure. I drain him of his seed before the show. Before the gig. Yeah, but 100%. That much money, it's out of control.
But do you think they're going to, like, wake up and go, all right, none of the bars are paying us for this. We got to lower the prices.
The next fights, because this one, the reason why they made money, they definitely made money. Because all the households, everyone I knew, you know, I stopped after the show, I don't know, a Sonic or something like that. I needed like a chicken sandwich. I had to get food because I'd eaten dinner, but I was starving. I didn't want to go to bed starving. So I stopped at a Sonic to get like a chicken sandwich or whatever. And the guy, there's no one there. And the guy goes, no. And this is, I left work at like midnight. So we had the illegal stream on a computer from like...
Allegedly.
Yeah. From some foreign country. And I watched like 2 minutes of it and it was skipping. So it annoyed the shit out of me. And like, I don't really give a shit. I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. I was hungry. I wanted to go home. So I go to like the drive-thru and the guy's like, no, you don't watch boxing tonight? I don't even know what nationality was, but just let's just pretend that's how his accent sounded
I'm
like.
With you.
But he had an accent.
Okay.
But he's like, you don't watch boxing tonight? And I'm like, no, I got to work. I don't give a shit. You know, but
it was a drive-thru or a 7-Eleven?
It was a drive-thru. Yeah, it was a drive-thru. Yeah, oh, okay. I think it was Sonic. I went and got a chicken sandwich with some chicken nut fingers.
Makes sense.
And, yeah, but he's like, no boxing? Like, everyone was, you know, I mean, not everyone, you know what I mean, but in sports people.
It was
people,
a major fucker.
Sports people, because there had been nothing else like this in boxing. Boxing fans is a big thing, you know.
And I think for the most part, UFC is bigger, right? So when there's something like this...
UFC, it's not so much that it's
or more popular.
It's more consistent now. They're not. They won't have a selling of a pay per view right now. Eventually, they will. But as of right now, your average boxing fan that might be even a woman, mm-hmm, still thinks that UFC is savagery. you know, that it's too violent and stuff. Yeah. It's not at the main. It will be eventually.
I remember watching as a kid, and you would see the fucking teeth get knocked out.
Yeah,
would,
yeah.
They were really. They toned it down.
Absolutely, yeah. It was cage fighting back then. Yeah, yeah. Eventually, it will be just as it will have events like these boxing events. But boxing has been around since, you know, for hundreds of years, and it's always been through the generations. There's always been a champion, Muhammad Ali or Jack Dempsey or Rocky Marciano or Joe Lewis, and then Tyson. You know, then you had Evander Holyfield and Lennox Lewis and all these guys. There's always been that. You know, hey, champ, you know, there's always been that guy.
So
hey, champ.
So you don't see UFC taking its place?
Eventually I do, yeah. Okay. Absolutely, 100%. Eventually I do. It's not there yet, but 100% it will. It'll be the champ. Once
I think
it becomes,
it's still illegal in New York for some
Yeah, it's still illegal. Yeah, yeah. Thing. It's got a little bit of ways to go. But the way people get into it, it becomes a Super Bowl. For people that don't like football, you still go to football Super Bowl parties. You know,
just
even
the experience.
If you're experience, it's yeah, a party. Yeah. You know, everyone coming over. You
tailgating,
know,
tailgating, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, you got wings. You got fucking guacamole dip and bullshit, and then some asshole brings like some bullshit with beans in it that you're not going to eat, and you try to eat it, and then you get the squirts halfway through. I actually fucking missed the last pitch of the 2000 World Series.
At the Subway Series?
Yeah, Subway Series, yeah, against the Mets. I missed the fucking last pitch because, no, I think it was 99. It was 99 or 2000. I missed the last pitch because this broad made some kind of fucking dip with, all it was bean paste, like beans, and then like sour cream poured on top, and then cheese, and then she threw it in the oven. And then you used like Tostitos with it. I had the squirts so bad that I was with my friend Kevin, and I had never driven my car that fast. She lived in a town called in Westfield, and I lived in Forts, you know, where I live now, in Woodbridge. And it takes about, back roads, it's about 30 minutes. You know, it's only a couple of miles, but back roads, 30 minutes. I literally was, I had it on the radio, and I was doing 120 miles an hour down, like, back roads. There was no one on the streets, you know?
Have you been close to shitting in the car? We've all pissed in Gatorade bottles and road trips.
No, I've shit close? Myself. No, yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've...
Was that after you looked around for possible objects to shit in?
Yeah, most of the time it was some of it was like a shart, like an accident kind of a thing. And yeah. A few other times it was just like I had to go and it squeezed out, yeah. I used to drive on the Belt Parkway in New York for many 7 years. And when it happens, you're like, ugh.
Happens, plural?
Yeah, it happened a few times. Because you can't go anywhere. You can't get off anywhere. You know, when you're stuck in that kind of traffic, I had used a caravan. And I would, you know, I would think about, like, I should, like, bring a bucket with me.
I was going to say, like, if you're doing that, you should plan ahead. It's easy for me to say, but...
I never expected it to happen the day that it happened.
Well, after the first time, Kenny, maybe then you
yeah.
get a Home Depot
and
bucket.
You know what?
Spackle
bucket. For the next hour until you get to your destination where you have to take your underwear off and throw them in the garbage, it's just the sitting in it and then it gets cold. Oh. It cools off and then it just squishes around. I never shat to the point of like, it was like full doo-doo. It was a mistake. It was like just a little
no, I've had
precursor.
Luckily, I wasn't in a car. I was like 15 or 16. I was out with my sister, my aunt and uncle, this pizza place. And I had to shit really bad. There's one bathroom, one stall, one door. And I'm knocking, I'm waiting, I'm hearing some old guy, 1 minute, and it's like 10 minutes. And finally, I remember saying to myself, oh, here it comes. And it just
really?
Rolled down my leg into my sock. And, dude, I swear to God, the second it hit my foot, the guy opens the door. Of course. So I go in. I shook out my jeans like
you
know, you're drying laundry. And it just
was it wet or was it turd?
It was logs.
It was logs. Okay. Yeah. All right. Easier to clean, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I, you know, boxers, socks in the garbage, looking around for all I could find was Windex. I sprayed my leg down with Windex.
Okay.
Hoping my family wouldn't smell the shit all over me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I smell like Windex and shit.
That's all right. That's all right. That's a good call. That's a sign from God that you're like, because if you had nothing,
better than nothing,
way better than nothing.
And thank Christ, my aunt had a Jeep Wrangler with the top down. So in the summertime, yeah. So the breeze, I'm hoping to this day, they don't know. I don't know. But
a friend of mine, he was in our 30s. And he was going back to his mom's house. A 30-year-old man shits himself right in the foyer.
Was he drunk or was
he? He's coked up.
Oh, coke shits.
Yeah, and he couldn't hold it. And his parents didn't. But his parents were home. But he was trying to run into the house. And the keys were jingling. And he couldn't get into the damn door and stuff. And it just, I mean, literally, when you walk into his foyer at his parents' house, I mean, sharp right, and there's a bathroom right there, and by the time he opened the door, it started, and he just stood there, and it just let out, and his parents were like, well, you're a grown fucking man,
30 years old,
you're 30 something years old, how do you shit in the living room?
Yeah, at the centimeter away from your bathroom.
Yeah. Like, and his mom's like cleaning it up, you know.
Oh no,
yeah, and he didn't make it.
Well, I know you're busy with sports this weekend. I have a what they call a gaming laptop, so I could edit film for the for the documentary. You know, it's got to be high
powered. That's what they call it. Shit. Yeah.
It really is made for gaming, but also, you know, high processing power shit for. So I saw this thing, GTA 5. I said that like an 80-year-old. I know what Grand Theft Auto is. I just saw that it was available for PC.
I saw this thing, GTA. I don't know what.
So I downloaded it. I go, because this finally I have a computer that can handle it. You know, I'm not used to playing on a laptop. I'm used to my PS2. It's as high as I went. And that's what I've been doing all weekend. I was just sucked into GTA 5. I don't know if you've played that or any other game where you're in a car racing and hours on end, and then you get in your real car in real life.
No.
Dude, there's something weird. Like, your mind is still, like, in that zone where you're so... at least,
and it's like windshield view right in the game.
Yes. And maybe just me out of my mind... But I was so tempted to just like, you know, slam into someone's car.
How many Adderall were you in?
Two. So maybe it was just me. But, but dude, like, I was in that mind frame. Like, get the fuck out of my way. I can't hit you. This is not a game anymore.
Yeah.
But it was like the second I left, you know, after playing for hours and hours.
Right.
And you're just immersed in this.
Yeah.
And you leave and get in your car. And it's like, what?
Yeah, well, that's they're saying that there's an actual they're doing studies on it that people that binge watch like Walking Dead or binge watch a show where they try to catch up like one season in like two nights.
I'm guilty of that.
Well, they're saying that it actually affects the brain because the actual cognizant awareness part of the brain shuts off and the reality part becomes what you're watching on TV. And it takes
a while.
It's
like an escape.
It takes a while for the brain to reboot. You know what I mean? Because you're so involved.
So basically saying you get dumber by doing binge
watching? Not dumber, but you're... The part of the brain that watches that stuff, it's a memory part. You know what I mean? There's a different part of the brain that is input. So your output is going to be pushed to the side because you're getting so much input at once. You're not getting any other output. You're binge watching this stuff. So the input is just this bang, bang, bang. So all this information is being stored in one part of your brain, and the part of your brain that is your everyday kind of walking around the house.
Reality or whatever.
Reality.
Right.
Is closed. It's shut down. It shuts a little bit down for a little while because you're getting all this info.
Makes
you know
sense.
What I mean?
Never thought about
it. And then once you stop watching, it's almost kind of like if you ever try to like sweep a puddle. Right, and you sweep the puddle, and the puddle comes back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So sweeping is what you're binge watching, and then it takes a little while once you stop watching it for that water to come back, kind of come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I didn't know that, and it makes sense. But I knew from the beginning it can't be healthy to just sit there and watch 12 episodes in a row.
No, just, not at all, not at all.
You're just like a zombie. Just
yeah.
And I'll be honest, it's an escape. You're just you're bored, nothing to do. 31, so I don't have the amount of drug supply I used to have, so I got to work with what I got.
It's
binge watching fucking The Wire on Amazon Prime.
That's what I know. The only thing I've ever been binge watched in my entire life, the only thing, not The Sopranos, which I was, you know, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Of course.
You know, I never did that. The only one is when on a Stooges marathon, and I don't plan it because I don't have my own Stooges marathon.
See, I don't think that counts, though. Like, if you're talking New Year's Eve, Honeymooners marathon, Twilight Zone, I don't think that really counts as binge watching. That's just like a yearly
event. But I never know when, most of the time, I never know when it's going to be a marathon. I just happen to catch it and go, oh, shit. So then no more plans. That's it. I'm staying home, yeah. And I'm watching because, you know, I'll doze in and out of sleep all day long. I'll get something to eat for lunch, you know, and I'm sitting there watching. Then I'll go back on the couch or in the bedroom and stuff and just binge watch it that way. But it's a Stooges. It's not like the next, the next 48.
Right.
I've watched like two episodes or three episodes in a row of that first
48.
The first 48.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, I'm like, I got to put something funny on. Yeah. I can't watch this anymore. After like three episodes.
It's slightly repetitive.
Yeah, it's the same story. It's the characters are different, but it's the same fucking story.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same fucking story.
Sir,
town.
Why are you not asking for a lawyer? Did you not see the show before?
Yeah.
Ask for a lawyer.
Lawyer up.
Shut up.
Lawyer up.
Yeah, it's the same.
They can't do anything. Lawyer up, and then you're good. But you get that feeling of like murdering, and you know you see dead body and stuff. It's real.
Wait,
you know,
what's this new level you just took it to?
No, the first 48. You know what I mean? I'm fucking locking my doors, checking my doors before I go to bed,
like
making
Investigation
sure.
Discovery. Yeah, if you watch.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
Make you paranoid.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, but I can't watch more than those, you know, like two or three in the
but
row.
But it's shit like that, which is why when we were kids, our parents...
Big Scott's, I imagine Kenny in his Stooges pants. I have three pairs of
I don't
three Stooges
doubt
pants.
It at all. You don't tell me that.
And I have a Jedi suit.
No, but do you think that shows like that are the reason you and I, when we were kids, our parents just went, all right, go out, have fun, play. Now it's like... The kid's got to be supervised by,
I don't know.
I don't think there's more of shit going on now. I think it's just seen more or exposed more.
It's everywhere. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I think there is a difference. I think that, not to say that it never happened. It did happen.
Of course.
But the entire... If you think of the people in the world and society, for the most part, let's just... Keep it at America. Mm-hmm. That's a little easier to wrap our heads around.
Sure.
But I think it's easier now for a criminal to do something only because the thought process of it. I think there's always been pedophiles and murderers.
You're saying it's easier for them? You don't think all the technology to catch them is...
I think the stuff that a serial killer, instead of... A Jeffrey Dahmer who went and picked up roadkill and, you know, examined the dead body parts back then. I think it's easier now for someone who's starting that on the internet can watch the beheading of somebody or watch.
To get desensitized
to it. A lot of times back then there you could let kids roam around because it didn't. I don't think it happened as much. It may have happened as much, but now
it definitely wasn't shown. And
I
put
think
out
now
there.
There's more
you
of those.
So?
People,
I really
yeah.
don't know. You think so? You think, I think it's just mainly shown more. It's
well,
reported
if you,
more,
if you think about the school shooters.
That
you know what I mean? The ability to make that decision to go and shoot people in a movie theater. Or mass shoot.
I remember being in high school. I never heard of that happening. I graduated in 2001.
Yeah,
I know what happened, but I just never heard about it.
Yeah, yeah. There were some, but it wasn't nearly as prevalent. So there's got to be a reaction. There's got to be something happening to cause that new kind of crime to happen. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's something that happened in this country, in this world, that is making that easier for a youth or a kid or adult to make that decision to take the leap to blow somebody, a bunch of people's
heads
off.
But I don't want to blame the internet or movies or first.
No. I think it's something that I don't know. It's some kind of societal, you know, psychosis.
There was, of course, Columbine. I said I graduated 2001.
Yeah, yeah.
Columbine was before. What reminded me was one day at high school, I wore a usual black concert T-shirt, which I still wear over 10 years later. That's my daily attire, with black jeans. One day I decided to wear black
awesome
jeans.
Awesome shirt, by the way.
Oh, Temple of the
Dog.
Yeah,
I told you about that before.
Yeah.
Fucking want that one.
But I came home from school, right? And I'll never forget, because of the black jeans and black shirt, my dad, after Columbine, right after, my dad goes, what are you wearing? Does it have anything to do with that shit out west? And I'm like, thinking like, Dad, do you think I'm I have assault rifles in my room, and I'm going to go, what are you asking me? What? I like black.
I just started buying radio equipment.
Yeah,
I want to broadcast the news, Dad. That's funny, though, but you know, that's absolutely right. If my son was, you know, listening to music, yeah. Because you don't, because those, it, all that stuff happened right under their noses, you know, the parents' nose. They were in the garage with all these guns and shit,
the Kevlar fucking packages coming to the mail.
If you don't see, you know, your kid buying all of that shit, you know, or where's he stay? How do you hide, you know, riot gear or, you know, assault gear, you know, from your father? Fuck that kid. No way. Yeah. You know, not my kid. I'm not going
to. I couldn't hide a lighter. I was in like camp.
Roy Black says, remember Kip Kinkle.
I don't
remember Kip Kinkle.
Is he related to Chris? Never mind.
The window's open. You can just
jump out. Jump out.
Swallow that one back up and then blow it out the window.
But yeah, man, when I was a kid, I went to day camp and I found a lighter on the playground and like the counselor supervisor was, you know, fucking around with me and let me have it. And the second I walked in the door, and my dad was a retired sergeant at the time at the state
police. Oh, was it? Okay, gotcha.
So he's, I mean, a little more alert than most, I guess.
Yeah.
But I walk in the house and my hand's glued in my pocket holding the lighter. Clenching it.
Yeah.
And it's like a millisecond. He goes, what do you got there? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like my point is, I couldn't even hide a cigarette lighter.
Right. Yeah,
from
yeah.
My dad.
I got caught with gum because me and my mom went to the shop, right? This is probably 1979, 1980, mm-hmm. 5 years old, 6 years old, something like that. And for some stupid reason, we were poor at that point, and I never got gum. We never had like bubble gum.
That was so like a luxury gum?
Yeah. It wasn't like Huck Finn bullshit. It was just like, you know, we once in a while my grandma would come over with some gum, but it wasn't like we can't afford gum. It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't eating a dog, you know what I mean? It was the early 80s, you know. I was five years old. I wanted Hubba Bubba.
Okay.
So I stole a pack and I had these jeans on, these pants, and they were tight. So I real cool, real slick wise, grabbed the Hubba Bubba, throw right in the pocket. But I sat in the car.
Oh, no.
And I could see the Hubba Bubba.
Was it a hot car? Was it melting? Was it?
No. It was. I could see the outline, like the cock outline of my Hubba Bubba in my pants at 6 years old. So what I did was I go, for some reason, like an idiot, it was like summertime. And I go, oh, my hands are cold. And I put my hand in my pocket.
Wait, you say that out loud?
I said
it
out loud
to,
Like, I mean,
having no idea that would draw more attention.
But
to you,
my 5-year old brain was, yeah, was like, I can't let her see the bulge in my pocket.
So I have to announce what I'm doing.
I'm going
to
announce it. And my hands are cold. And I put it over the gum. She goes, why is your hand in your pocket? It's 85 degrees. I go, I don't know. She's like, let me see. So she fucking took me back into the store, made me give it to the fucking manager of the store. And I fucking got a whoop ass. Oh, man. Man, she kicked the shit out of me.
Did the guy threaten you with the cops and shit?
No, not at all. Not at all. She came in and was like, my son, and poof, poof, that was it. Oh, boy. That ride home, I was like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to fucking get it. So stupid. Yeah. My hands are cold. Put it in my back pocket.
In fucking August.
Put it in my back pocket and sit on it, even if it's melted by the time I get home. I got some hot
Hubba
Bubba.
You probably could have just left it in your pocket and it would have been noticed.
Probably, she might not have even noticed it. Yeah. She
like
might
me
not
with
have
the lighter.
Even...
I had to have my hand clenched to it. I'm
yeah.
so happy.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
my pocket.
I had to cover it up. Yeah. I had to cover it up. And now it's my hands are cold. Fuck. Yeah, she kicked the shit out of me on that one. Well, listen, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Do you know how to play the breaks?
No.
Nope.
I'm looking at the files here, so I can figure it out. We'll play a couple things.
Yeah, we'll play a couple of clips, and we'll regroup, because it's fucking hot in the studio. I'm sweating.
It's a little bit. A little toasty.
Let's see. Anything
going on in the chat there?
I tried watching the Bud Dwyer suicide in the end. I could not go through with it, and my hope is that one shred, that hope, and I'm a decent cunt deep down, still human enough to be decent.
What?
Oh, that's Big Scott's. Remember Bill Dwyer?
Yeah, no, but I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's because I fucking chopped that fucking thing up because I couldn't read for like an asshole. I tried watching the Bud Dwyer suicide in the end. I could not go through with it, and my hope is that one shred... that hope I'm a decent cunt deep down. Still human enough to be decent. School shooters are douches. We had one in Scotland, Dunblane and Hughes, a pedophilic piece of shit. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's happening over there in Scotland over there. Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, we're not the only country with, you know.
No, no, no. They, what was that? Switzerland or whatever? They knocked off 92 people.
Yeah. If they can't get a gun, asshole. Like in China, they use a knife and fucking mass stabbing spree.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so there's definitely something new that's going on, but, yeah. It, you know, crime has always been there. Fucked up shit has always been there. But, you know, now it's gotten, there's something that changed. I can't put my, finger on it, but something has changed. And,
yeah, it's hard to tell whether it's we're being exposed to it more, or if it's actually happening more.
I think it's a little bit of both, and I don't think any of us are going to figure it out until one of us gets shot.
Definitely
and,
not us.
After the break, we're going to come back with the story of my cousin who just shot his face off.
That's a joyful tease. Showing up the Conti and Kenny show.
Yeah, a couple of days ago, my cousin committed suicide.
So much for the tease.
Blew his face off, but there's a story behind it.
Oh, okay. After
we'll
the
be
break.
Right back.
After the break, suicide talk. Conti and Kenny show. Conti will be here soon. That's my drink.
You fucked
up. It didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
You take an alcoholic's drink away. They know right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss.
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Say, gang, where can you find the Bob Levy Show?
It's in my ass. It's in my ass.
No, come on now, Bob. You can find the Bob Levy Show on iTunes or Stitcher.com. Or
in my asshole.
Bob, stop. No, you can also find it at Podomatic.com. Or you can simply go to the RevBobLevy.com where you can find all things Bob Levy, including the Bob Levy Show. So what are you waiting for?
My asshole.
Well, that too. Come on, everybody, tune in.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com and it'll take you right to our website and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic,
dude.
It's
not bad.
You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien Viagra in Life with Happiness. Happiness. Joe Conti City.
Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
CD. Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a
Let
DVD
me get these
by itself.
Purchasing orders out. just buy that fucking CD. Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C&K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 5. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Welcome back to the Conti Listen Kenny Show. Our pal, Cousin Joe Coletta, is sitting in with us.
Hello.
Thank you, pal.
Anytime.
And that's a great tune, man. That's one of them tunes that you're just like, damn, man, that's a good one.
That's what you call a makeshift break. I was like scurrying through folders on this computer going, all right, that looks familiar. I'll play that. And then I just went to YouTube for this. It's just something I was listening to on the car on the way here. I was like, that fits.
Fucking great.
Right?
Yeah. And that's, what's his name?
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Yeah. Joe Cocker. A cock. Yeah, great tune, man. Great, good call.
I still got to see the clip of Belushi and him on SNL. I haven't seen it
yet. You've never seen that?
Yeah, of course you know about it, right? When he joined him, and Joe Cocker loved it.
100%.
I gotta watch that, yeah.
We'll do it during after the show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fucking brilliant. He looks like him. He does the movements
dead on,
like
right?
him. Dead on.
Yeah, I got it.
Absolutely
check that out.
Dead on.
I love Joe Cocker.
Yeah, and Joe Cocker absolutely loved it. Yeah. And he's wearing the same shirt and the same outfit and shit. It's brilliant.
Yeah, the quick story I read was Joe Cocker didn't know what was going on, but once he saw it and the crowd loved it, he just went with it and was like, all right, this is awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What a cool guy, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of pretentious douche singers that would go, oh, you're mocking me?
Yeah.
But he just fucking went with it and had a great time.
Well, that was one of whatchamacallit?
Belushi's
classic characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When was that? Late 70s?
Oh, that was probably 19... 1978, maybe, wow, somewhere around, or maybe even earlier. And I remember I used to be able to, my parents would let me watch. You want to see both of them, or you want to see him just doing one? Well, let's do it real quick.
Okay.
You can pop me up real quick.
Yep. You can put the link in the chat when you get a second.
I have no idea how to do that. I always ask them to do it. That was really easy. You did it, but...
Wow, look at that bulge Joe Cocker's got there.
Yeah, he's a cocker. He's got a cocker. He really does have bulge. A cocker, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Belushi is just... Dude, really, could you imagine any band or artist these days putting up with that and understanding that it's just a joke and going with it?
Yeah.
I mean, how awesome.
This the one I clicked on is a little cut up, but yeah, it's perfect. Oh, absolutely perfect.
And the other thing, I remember growing up, like in high school, you know, hearing his music and shit. I heard rumors of he had Parkinson's, but that's just the way he sang.
No,
that's
it was just
his
the way he is, yeah.
Right?
It's like every time you see a guitar player and their mouths are moving and their eyes are moving with each note they play. It's just what happens.
It's either a crutch or just what they do.
You're feeling it, you know?
Right, you're fucking
feeling it. And you get a song like that. Pre 82, Belushi died March 5th, 1982. Day I was born.
Well, at least his brother's carrying on his legacy.
You know what? I'm Facebook friends. I think Big Scott's he's got a little Belushi resemblance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, from what I remember, I haven't really stalked his Facebook. But
am I dreaming, having a nightmare, or are they actually doing another movie with his brother and Dan Aykroyd, the Blues Brothers?
Oh God! If they, I don't care. I don't care. Well, John Goodman, you put him in there, and then that.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's who it's with, actually.
Yeah, no. There's nothing is better than the original. And you know, even if you don't care that the original doesn't hold up now, back then it was a fucking funny movie.
I never saw it.
Yeah,
I just never got around to it.
It's all right. You know, it's a good movie, but it's Belushi and Aykroyd. It's dated. It's a 70s dated movie, but it's funny. You know, and it's not like you're. It's a different genre of comedy, you know? It's you know, back in the Caddyshack days, or the Chevy Chase was the biggest movie star on the planet, you know? It was those days.
Yeah.
Also good movies, but it doesn't...
Different time, yeah.
Yeah, different
absolutely.
Time. Yeah, different yeah, yeah. time. It reminds me of a lot of stuff back then. But here's something. It's also on YouTube, and I'm going to put the... What I'm going to do is...
Did you pay attention carefully to how I did that?
I think so. I'm going to click on this, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go up to here.
Yeah, Control-C.
Control-C.
And you go
then
to
I'm
the...
go to the chat room.
And Control-V that motherfucker.
And then Control-V that motherfucker.
There you
and I just
go.
Did it. Then you hit enter.
Enter. Yes.
Look at that fucking shit. I just did that, man. I appreciate it.
Oh,
that was so simple. 17 years I've been doing this shit, and I've I don't know how to post it in the chat room. Fucking stupid. Anyway, here is
so
the power.
This
is the Power Slim Plate. Okay?
Whoa, what are we getting into here? This is a new sex toy? This is...
It's a workout. It's a workout machine.
Okay.
But basically what it is, it's basically a step stool that vibrates back and forth. So what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to give you...
While you're standing or sitting?
Most of it's standing, but you can do it in different ways.
How do they get... I'll let you explain.
What it's supposed to do is it's supposed to do your core. Because when your body, and in a rapid motion, goes to one side, hundreds of muscles have to move in order for you to breathe and move your arms and stuff.
Okay.
Everything has to work together. So what happens is when your balance goes off, your muscles go, oh, real quick, in a split second, in a nanosecond, going, fix that.
Kind of like an equilibrium thing?
Yeah. It's supposed to strengthen your core on balance. That's why people,
they do
stuff on one leg, or they do different things.
Right.
But this one, it's all women, and it is a vagina shaker. Okay, it literally is a clitoris's best friend, because I guarantee
you. Is that
the
name of the product, vagina shaker?
It's gonna be. Yeah, okay. It's gonna be, because if I had a cunt, I would be sitting on this thing binge watching Sex in the City. All right.
So all right, just check this out. The link's in the chat out, if you're following
now,
along.
Have you ever used a dildo on a woman?
No, actually.
No, but you've had a dildo in your hand before?
You ever
messed around with a dildo?
I mean, aside from fucking around my friends waving.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, but you felt the vibration of the.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Or you've picked up something that like could be used as a dildo.
As a delicious.
Here is the new dildo.
Okay.
Peso, moldear su figura y recuperar su salud en tan solo 10 minutos al día y en la comodidad de su hogar.
Having a hard time understanding what he's saying.
Power Slim Play produce contracciones reflejas.
Okay. Look at all that shaking. Look at all that shaking.
The thighs are really shaking.
Yeah.
Okay. So these girls just standing on.
There's girls that have orgasms riding on motorcycles.
True.
Look, see her sitting on it.
Ah. It's like I'm trying to look. Kind of describe it. It's like
incoming call.
Hello, caller.
Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey. Who's this?
It's Conti, you idiot.
Conti.
Oh shit! I didn't.
Jeez, I'm not there an hour, and you forgot about me.
Sorry, sorry. I was reposting something in the chat room. Control C, Control V.
Yeah, I taught him new tricks. What's up there, Conti?
I was like, wow, geez. Talk about giving to me, right? The keister.
No, I didn't hear you, Pally. I'd love to hear your voice.
You know, he was very immersed in his new vagina toy. He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, we're talking about that Slim Plate thing, finally.
So where you at, pal?
I don't think I'm going to get there in time, so I just wanted to call you guys to see how you're doing real quick.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
What do you mean you're not
going to
get here in
letting,
time?
Letting all the listeners down, along with myself. And thanks.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? You got to kind of take care of family business. I think Coletta knows all about that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's Italian. Of course he does.
Is that where it's going?
Of course.
Yeah.
You make a phone call, Conti?
This actually is the phone call.
Fuck, man. You're not going to be here, you dick?
I don't think so.
Oh, I feel weird.
Sorry.
This is awkward.
I didn't realize
Kenny's
either.
Disappointed.
I want to let you know, like, you leaked yesterday.
No, I didn't
totally
know. Yeah, that's all right. Well, you got to take care of shit. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you still going to try? Just tell the listeners you're going to try.
No.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We talked about
a little bit. You guys are doing all right.
Yeah, we talked about some shootings and some death and some drugs. Some doo-dooing.
All that fun stuff.
Poopy pants and stuff.
It sounds like it's the same C&K show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just duty jokes. It's just another guinea at the helm. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, just
pretty
like...
much.
Yeah, but both of you have the capability of landing a fucking... what do they call those? It's not a ferry.
I don't know what they call them.
A ferry into the rocks. Do you remember the Italian guy?
No.
Yeah. I tripped over that one.
All right. Well, then
tripped.
Listen. I'll
you
let
fell
you guys
down a
go.
Flight of stairs.
I'll be
tripped.
Listening. And we will discuss more about the secret show for Thursday.
Okay, sure. It'll be on Friday.
People in the chat are saying, hope it ain't serious. Respect to the family, Conti. Everyone's worried about you. Everything's cool, though, seriously, right?
No, he had a fucking birthday dinner. It was like...
Okay.
It was nothing personal. Nothing bad.
Okay, good. I know. I just wanted to reassure people.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
All right then. We're just going through the mall here. So.
Oh, okay.
Going through. You got time to go through the mall, but you don't got time. To
yeah,
go
I was gonna say.
Show.
Sounds very busy.
No, we're walking through the mall to get back to the car.
Oh, okay.
All right, bro. Well,
all right, gentlemen.
Thank you for the on-air.
All right, man. Well, if you feel like calling again, just give us a shout. We'll be here.
I mean, it is kind of your show, so feel free. Yes.
Yeah, you have carte blanche.
Oh,
thanks. All right, bro.
All right, guys.
See you later.
All right, pal.
Thanks, Coletta.
Oh, of course. Anytime, bro. Have a good one. Oh, shit. I mean, hang up on him.
You hung up on him.
On his own
Oopsie.
Show. Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie. But, all right. Yeah, so I guess Joe will not make it. So
yeah, this is...
We're taking the ride ourselves, man.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Absolutely, why not? And help, we got the help from the chat room. Big Scott Swill says Colette is taking over. And he calls it the Quim Quiverer.
Not a bad name.
The Slim Plate.
You want to... I want to ask for a break, but I know we just did one. I don't have my wallet. I'm freaking out.
Why? You don't know where it is?
No. I stopped at a liquor store on the way here to get a couple cans of beer.
Yeah.
What I think it is... You know where you park on the highway?
Yeah.
You got to wait for cars to pass by. So I didn't get on my driver's side. I hopped into...
The passenger seat.
Right. And I got these cargo shorts on, so it's probably there.
Yeah.
But until I know, you know I'm going to go out of my fucking mind.
Absolutely. So let's take a break.
Sorry.
Absolutely. No. We'll take a quick break. We got plenty of time. We're doing good.
Yes, we are. All right.
And normally I was thinking we would take like an 8 o'clock break anyway. We took one a little later.
Oh, yeah.
On the first segment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and listen, we're going to take a quick break. Conti is not going to be here. Wonk, 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 wonk. But we're going to get back into some other stuff. A new phrase that me and Joe fucking want to throw up over. That's trending the interweb. Again, we'll talk about my cousin's suicide. It's not a bad thing. Don't worry. I mean,
good teaser. Of course. Keep teasing that.
Then there's this Brazilian bodybuilder who's he was pumping himself full of stuff and he's had to amputate his arms almost.
Don't give too much away, okay. Kenny.
And then we're going to talk about Russia real quick and the space endeavors.
Sounds good to me.
We got a couple of things.
All right. We'll be back shortly. Channel the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio. Stay tuned.
Sundays, 4 to 6, only on More Like Radio. It's the show about beer that apparently everybody's talking about.
He has his own show.
No, he doesn't.
He has a podcast.
What's
Sundays.
It called? Prove it.
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Because it's a show on our network.
Alcohol by Volume.
No.
That's the show?
Atticus?
Who? Why does that sound?
Because he's the guy that syncs up our audio when we screw it up.
Kevin.
Come on, bro.
Great at video, horrible at everything else in his life.
Well, yeah, because Atticus was a fan, and then he became a staff person, and then he became a show host. Very integrated with us. I mean, he has a More Like Radio t-shirt.
He sounds great. We should get him to host a show.
He does have
a station.
He does have a show. It's called Alcohol by Volume. It's on Sundays.
Alcohol by Volume, live Sundays, 4 to 6, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
How to listen live? Well, the show's from 7 to 10 p.m. So you can download the TuneIn app and search for More Like Radio or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live only from 7 to 9 p.m. Then you listen to the last hour on the Conti and Kenny Show.com, which is contiandkenny.com. Or just listen to the whole thing on ContiandKenny.com from 7 to 10 p.m. Why is it so fucking convoluted? I mean, do these guys think that the audience is that intelligent?
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Thank you.
Cousin Joe Show.
We have like a whole thing going on that you should be a professional wrestler.
I just saw Red Sox saying my wrestling name should be Camaro Joe. That goes back. I signed up for Match.com years ago.
Oh, no.
And forgot about it.
Oh,
and
no.
And then a year ago, my friend goes, yeah, I met this girl on Match. I'm at his apartment. And I go, you know what? Yeah, let me sign up. I put my email in. He goes, you're already a subscriber, user.
Camaro
and
Joe.
And that was the username I put in.
So Camaro Joe has been voted as the wrestling name, even though we have Mr. Pointy. Like
and I wonder why after 4 years, have no winks, I have no pokes, whatever the fuck they get on Match.
What's about a Studebaker Sam was taken? Fucking Camaro Joe. What a bag of douche.
I know. But, and now, ever since then, when I'm thinking about going back to Match, I'm like...
You can't.
I know.
You can't. It's like a Jew going back to Auschwitz, dude. You can't do that.
I can't relive those horrible memories.
You can't relive those horrible memories. You can't go back to Camaro, Joe.
But that's where I get stuck. It's like, well, what do I change my name to? What? I can't do Cousin Joe. I hate that name on the show.
Right.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Alright, welcome back to the Conti Listen Kenny Show with our pal Joe Coletta tonight.
Hey.
Hanging in there. He's on the con, as they call it, because I don't know how to do any of that bullshit. So Joe is sitting
there.
I just learned copy and paste. Yeah. I remember I had done it like maybe 7 or 8 years ago once, and then I never did it again, but now I know it. Control C, Control V, bang! And I can do that. Now on the show every Monday, and I know how to do it. So instead of going to like wet ass Brent, like, can you post this in the chat? Oh, it's funny, but we're back here on More Like Radio Monday night 7 to 9, and you could also check myself, Conti, and Kenny on WMEX in Boston on Friday nights and Saturday nights at 1 a.m. And you can check out the Cousin Joe Show every Thursday night live.
Oh, thank you.
From 7 to 10.
That's right.
And
right here on More Like Radio.
Yeah, I've been on there a few times this month.
Quite a few.
Yeah, yeah, it was a fun show Thursday.
Dude, having you on, it's so great. I have to do so little work. It's amazing. I know anything. Like, there's certain guests, because Dan and I have been rotating guests for a couple months now.
Right.
At least. And I know, like, you know, when I'm planning a guest, I'm like, all right, this topic probably won't work. When you're on, anything. I'm like, he'll spin this into anything, and it'll go great and fucking hilarious.
Well, that's, you know, a lot of the times with me and Joe is like, I'll have a list of stuff.
Right.
And topics, you know, unless it's something big, you know, like the Mayweather fight, something, I almost shot myself in the face for going trending. But if there's something that people are talking about, that's what people want to hear because, you know.
If it's hip.
If it's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but a lot of the times we might go 2 hours and we might not go on one single topic because we always go, what do you want to start with? And then from there, something will pop into my head. And then 47 minutes later, we don't get to anything.
But to me, those are the best shows today. Yeah. Like when you just go off the top of your head and just you're bullshitting instead of going to what you planned.
Yeah. And that's the reason why that all of us have been doing it this long is because it's fun.
Yeah.
Where you just sit there and sit around a table and have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know? We've never done a show together, alone, the two of us.
No, this is the first.
This is the first time, right? And it's going pretty good.
Of course it is.
We're just sitting there shooting the shit.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's a hangout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Should do this more often, Kenny.
Yeah, this is kind of cool.
It is. It really is.
What are you doing tomorrow? all right, so Big Scott's well done, Jedi Master. Yeah, my third lightsaber came in today.
What?
I'm just waiting on the boots.
Hey, what?
I told you I got the Jedi suit. Remember I told you that? Did I tell you that?
I don't know. Why? What are you going to do with it?
Wear it on Halloween for my nieces.
But that's because in October.
I know, but I was in a mood now. Because the new track, a lot of people that on both shows, they've heard it. Real quick, I'll tell Joe.
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. Probably did. I forgot.
The new trailer came out. My nieces want me to dress up, so I went out and got fucking like the full 7-layer fucking Jedi robe. All right,
how much
shit.
Does this cost you?
All of it with the boots and the lightsabers, under $200.
Still a little bit much for a Halloween costume,
but it is
when
for
you're
real.
Not 14.
But it's for, it's for real.
Okay.
I know, but this is what happens when you have a couple of pops and fucking Amazon is open all night. That's what happens.
Oh, dude, I did the same thing. Actually, just fucking last night, I was, sipping some juice.
Sure.
You know? And I'm looking around. There's this Roger Waters concert t-shirt from Dark Side of the Moon Tour 2006. I bought it as a medium with it. Concert before I had a beer gut. Like in my 20s, I could drink to no end and still be slim.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone. So I'm like, I need this shirt. It's rare and a large. And I find it on Amazon. And I found 8 other Pink Floyd shirts that are on their way to my house.
Did you see?
I'm just an impulsive fuck.
It really is. It's a problem. And my sister, we live in the same house. She lives downstairs. But when I see her and I'm like, there'll be packages coming. just so you know, the packages. Because, she'll get something every now and then.
Right.
But, sometimes I'll just go way overboard and I'm like, there's going to be another package
but
coming.
But have you had, I'm sure it's like a hack joke that's done, but have you had the times you come home from work or whatever and go, ooh, what's this gift surprise?
Absolutely. I forgot.
And you forget.
Absolutely. I do it all the time. Yeah.
Isn't that both amazing and shameful at the same time?
Yeah. When I used to travel around in the hotel and I'd be in the hotels for, 3 weeks, a month at a time.
Right. Yeah.
I would come home and there'd be $1,000 worth of fucking swag in my living room. Just boxes of, sneakers and then MMA boxing gloves and fucking jump ropes and fucking t-shirts and CDs, all kinds of shit. I've got to watch because once I'm like, well, because that would happen. I got the Jedi suit and I'm like, well, I need a lightsaber.
You know what actually?
So I got 3 of them. One for me and 2 for my nieces. Then I'm like, well, fuck. I'm like, I have the suit. I need the boots. So you got to have the boots. So
yeah,
I ordered
the boots.
Of
course you do, Kenny. Yeah. I haven't talked about this on air at all yet, but why not now?
Sure.
It's actually what drove me to go to my first NA meeting. It was January. It was like a day or two after New Year's.
This past.
Yeah. And I was on Amazon, drunk as fuck. And I always wanted a handgun. When I was a kid, and even when I was in Florida.
Real or?
Real.
Yeah, real.
Not okay. To take out like a jerk off, but
have. I told you.
But yeah. I live in New York, so I mean, the laws are so crazy.
Same here, yeah.
When I went down to Florida, actually, for the MLR trip, I knew a guy that lived down there that was going to buy one and then sell it to me. Which, once I told my friends, they're like, oh, so you're about to make us accessories to a fucking gun running.
Yeah.
Like, great asshole. I didn't do it because, New York is so fucked up. Even if I was in my house, someone broke in with a shotgun, aimed at my face, and I killed them with the gun, I'd be in jail for having that gun.
For having the gun, yeah.
So it doesn't make no sense, so I didn't buy it. Anyway, the point is, I was on Amazon, and I saw this 357, I think it was like a Dan Wesson, which I'm assuming is one of the Smith & Wesson guys, that makes this BB gun that is the exact size, weight, everything of a 357.
Yeah.
The cart, it takes the rounds, you put a BB in, and the CO2 was in the handle, over $100. And I'm reading the comments justifying it, going with people saying, oh, this is a great prop gun in movies. I'm like, oh, I do movies sometimes. I could maybe use a prop gun. Over $100 I spent on a gun that doesn't shoot real bullets. And it came to me, I'm like, I got to do something. So I went to a couple of meetings, and I was like, yeah, nah, this is not. I went 10 days without drinking, and I was like, okay, I could do this, but I'm bored now. So I'm going to go back to what I was doing before. And that was that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how impulsive about I get.
Like, yeah. It really is. When I sit there and I'll go on so many different sites, and I'll see something on TV and I'll go, man, that'd be cool to have. And I'm like, let me try to find the fake one of that because I can't afford that one. Let me try to find, and then you
find
just
a Fugazi.
Yeah. Well, then it's the music is a big one. When you search around and you find some out like
vinyl, dude, that's my weak spot.
Not even vinyl. I have a small vinyl collection, but original that I inherited from didn't inherit. My uncle died and I took his rack.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've got Zeppelin and the Doors and all kinds of really really cool stuff. Originals
right.
from back
then, in pretty good shape. Not perfect, but I have them. You know, it's really cool. A couple of Beatles, but not the expensive ones.
Right.
And but I'll go there. You know, if I want a pair of sneakers, I'll get sneakers. If I want a shirt, I'll get a shirt. If I want this, I'll get that. Stevie Wonder. I went to see Stevie Wonder.
I remember you telling me on my show.
And
yeah.
we had to get out of there because we had to catch the train. So I went home that night and I fucking searched. I even Facebook friended the artist that did the shirt. And
how did
then left
you even find out
and left a message. Yeah, it was by this guy.
How did you find the graphic designer of the concert T-shirt? Yeah, how did you do this?
I was scrolling around. I was digging.
Scrolling around.
Yeah, I've been known to find stuff. We used to have a bit. I haven't done it in a while, but it's called "Guess What Kenny Found," because I'll be on the internet for hours, just going all over the place. That's why we're talking about the antivirus before the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I've probably spent $500 on the Chinese lady to fucking get the viruses off my shit, even though I had Norton antivirus. Wherever I went, it fucking nailed me.
Any antivirus that comes with your computer is shit.
I had one. I actually had...
Just get a Avast.
I had an antivirus that actually had a little roach, like a computerized block roach, crawling across the screen.
You sure it wasn't an actual virus trying to mask itself as antivirus? That
happened. No, it was a virus. I'm sorry.
I said antivirus. Cockroach would run your fucking screen.
No, it was like, you know, like it was a roach in like blocks. You know what I mean? Drawn out really like old school graphics.
But you got rid of it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese lady. It took me a couple hundred dollars. But the Chinese lady I go to,
next time call me, I won't charge you. Jesus Christ.
You know how to do all that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Next time I will.
I search a lot of porn, my friend. I've been around.
I just bring it to the Chinese lady.
Yeah, stop that. It sounds very expensive. And probably often.
It's minimum 125. Yeah, it hasn't happened in a while because I've been good.
Okay.
You know, I haven't good. But I miss digging into stuff, you know? And then it goes back to like seeing that, you know, but you'll stumble over on some kind of a live murder or somebody getting run over by a train.
I can't do those.
Yeah,
me
neither. By
that.
Accident. Yeah, yeah.
I did it once, you know, when those first hit the web, a beheading.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
I can't get the sound out of my head. I'll never.
Yeah, yeah. It stays with me for days and forever.
On Live Leak, I actually have the safe search on, so like when I'm scrolling through the videos,
you can't,
I won't see a thumbnail of the video of some horrible shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't.
Me neither. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you give me a fucking Stevie Wonder shirt, and I'm calling a fucking graphic designer.
So what happened? Did you get your shirt?
Yeah, I got my shirt. It's fucking brilliant.
How much
it's
was
absolutely,
it?
It was only like, I don't know, the concert shirts. It's a black, it's a baseball jersey kind of a looking thing,
okay.
Like a baseball shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's black,
right,
with like Stevie Wonder's face like three or four times with the glasses and the afro.
Okay.
And the sleeves are white, three-quarter sleeves. It's a cool fucking looking shirt.
So obviously this isn't a bootleg shirt in the parking lot.
This is from an artist. And normally on my Facebook, he'll pop up.
And you couldn't get it there because you had to leave early? Is that what happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were too expensive. We actually had to run.
Oh, dude, these are $35-$40 for a fucking shirt.
We had to run to get to the train.
I mean, I know because that's my whole entire wardrobe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's insane. So did you have a nice conversation complimenting the graphic designer of the shirt?
Well, I just told him. I was like, hey, love your shit. Anything new you come out with? Normally he pops right up because it was new. But he's not on here now.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, anyway. It's Keith something or other.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, well, let me say hello. Fucking hammered.
what I've learned, because, I mean, again, I'm half joking, but really it's all I wear is concert or band shirts.
Yeah.
I've learned from going to concerts, just go to the band's website while you're at the concert on your phone and look. 9 times out of 10, the shirt that you're looking at the vending or whatever,
yeah, yeah,
is $10 cheaper online.
Absolutely. Well, you have to understand, working in the venues,
unions and shit.
The merch is, if it's a $20 shirt, they'll mark it up to $35 because the venue gets a percentage of that shirt. Because you're using their
every venue has
every
this rule?
Absolutely every venue. It's
like
in,
they don't
it's
get
in
enough.
The
Jesus,
it's in the con. Christ. It's in the contracts that if you sell shirts at our place, we get a percentage of it. So they've got to mark it up. If you go to the website, you can get a shirt. You know, $20. You go to the venue,
yeah,
they're still going to make their $20 on the shirt, but the venue's going to make the percentage, right. You know, so they're going to jump it up to $35, $45, $50.
Well, they really fuck you, at least for impulsive fucks like us. Like, for instance, Roger Waters at Yankee Stadium, shirt that has the Yankee Stadium date on it the day you're there. You're not going to find that on the website.
Yeah,
you're paying
yeah, yeah.
$45 fucking dollars for that.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was just the unions that did it. It's just the venue.
No, it's the venue. Yeah, it's in a contract. Yeah, it's in a contract.
Dumb.
You know, they get a hospitality budget, and then you know you scroll down, After the show, I'll show you one, the advance that we get. And then it says, you know, merchandise, percentage, blah, blah, blah.
That is the range, right? Still 35 to 40?
Somewhere around there, yeah. Yeah, yeah. All really depends on the band, too. A lot
I remember
of,
when it was 25.
Yeah.
They were really fucking, oh.
Shit.
I feel old.
I probably remember they were like 19. And you were like, $19?
For the official ones?
Yeah, wow. Like a concert.
Isn't that
yeah.
insane that that sounds like a steal to us right now?
Yeah, 19 bucks. You know how much it costs to make a fucking t-shirt? You know,
a quarter?
Probably with the shirt and the graphics put on there, probably on $4. Usually about $4.
Even that much?
Yeah, yeah. Depending on the quality of the shirt. Bisexual Ian, I actually made it in time for Conti and Kenny. Welp.
Well, white ass Brent corrected him. Colette and Kenny.
Yeah. Conti had something that he had something to do and he stuck.
We thought he was on his way
dinner date.
To come down, but he got caught up.
He had a family dinner. It wasn't like a dinner date. They weren't going to Red Lobster. They had family and it was somebody's birthday that he totally forgot and happened to be on a Monday.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Kenny and I are having a blast. It's all right. No,
regardless,
no, really,
I made it. There you go. Thanks.
There you go. Thank you, Ian. Awesome. That's, of course, the morelikeradio.com/live chat room. If you're not in there listening live, you can get in there. Join us. And what is the number to call in here, Kenny? Is it what is over there?
No, it's 247-HIGH-CNK.
Okay. So they're going to have to figure out the letters on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Touch tone I don't phones.
Know. It's 247-HIGH-CNK.
Remember Blackberries? When they didn't have that, they completely changed. Like the letters didn't correspond with the normal keypad.
I never had a BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah, it ruined everything.
Yeah, I never had one.
Sex lines, everything ruined. Ruined. It just they didn't follow the normal traditional
thing. Yeah,
yeah, because that was before touch things, where you know if you wanted to type the, you had to press 5 once, 3 twice, to get to the 8. You know what I mean? Like that shit. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I never had one of those.
You're lucky.
But, all right, speaking of, there's a couple of things, I don't know why, but this, there's Big Scott's in the chat room. Oh, maybe I was wrong.
Was that him?
Yeah, that's Big Scott's.
Oh, sweet. I don't know why it looks familiar.
Yeah, maybe, because I'm always used to seeing him on the little tiny little Facebook picture.
Right, right.
And it looks like he had a mustache and whatnot, but he's not a Belushi guy, yeah. He's fucking funny. But
yes, he is.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah. And as his wonderful lady, Fiona.
Aww.
Yeah, she's cool, too. We talked to them for like an hour. Oh. For like an hour. 40 minutes a couple of weeks ago or anything. But anyway, this is something that just bothers me. And there's two things that we're going to get into. But the first one is, for some reason lately, whether it be commercials.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, someone that takes dancing too seriously...
When you brought this up before, I was thinking like when you're watching Dancing with the Stars or when you're out at a club. Like
No. What I'm talking about is not Dancing with the Stars. And don't get me wrong, dancing is an art. It is a learned art. It's very hard. I'm not saying
I can't fucking do it.
I would never say that dancing is not an art. It is. But what I can't stand is when people take it too seriously, especially in like a Toyota video, like a Toyota commercial, where a bunch of people dance at the same time, and
that's
they have
overacting than taking
overacting. Yes, yeah. That's exact. You know what? I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah, it's like not dancing like ballet or anything like that.
Right.
That's beautiful shit.
Where they're trying to look natural, but they're just forcing.
I'm talking about a commercial overacting dancing or
nauseating
hip hop really. Dancing. You know, like they'll do a hip hop dance, but it'll be like a car commercial or like something for like a sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the people dancing in the back. I don't pay attention to the actual sandwich. I watch the people in the back, and I'm like, I want to fucking punch this fucking TV. For some reason, it just bothers the shit out of me. Let me see if I can.
But what about when you go to, or when you did? I don't know if you still do. You know, you go to bars or whatever, club, whatever. And, you know, people are dancing.
Not a problem.
Because they're drunk dancing and they're just fucking around.
They're having a good time.
Right.
That's a natural thing.
They're not forcing it. They're not.
Right. A couple of the guys that I work with, they love rocking out. You know what I mean? When a band goes in.
Like fucking air guitar? What do you mean?
You name it. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Not like dorky in a way, but they can't dance. But when a band comes in that they love, we just sit right on the side of the stage and watch the bands. And they start, and it's like honky white dancing. But they're experiencing joy.
Yeah, it's
these
a good
people
time.
Are in
yeah.
the back of a TV commercial. trying to, you know, hold on, let me try to.
But you got to wonder who's in that boardroom meeting going, all right, this will fit with our car commercial. But you guys dancing to the fucking Macarena, that'll really work. This is cutting edge. This is hilarious. Yeah. Like, yeah. Who the fuck thinks of this horse shit?
Maybe they won't show it.
Was there one specific one you
were looking for? Yeah, it was a Toyota one. But just search any kind of like just a TV commercial bullshit. I just can't stand it. It drives me nuts. They're taking it too seriously, but they're trying to make their mark because, you know, they're getting paid $50 for working 18 hours.
And again, there's some director on the commercial going, cut, great, that's a wrap.
Yeah. Or the choreography, the choreography that they have to practice for 3 weeks beforehand. And they do these hip hop moves.
Can you imagine the poor girlfriends I got to put up with living in? How's you see this, honey? How's this? Yeah, well, just practicing for 3 weeks and just fucking nonsense in their apartment.
On both sides, because there's guys and girls.
Knocking dishes over and they're fucking, how's this?
Stepping on the dog and the little chihuahua they fucking got. Little bastard dog. And you're stepping on the dog, babe.
Ruining my mojo.
Yeah. Fuck. It's like fucking nail. It's like nails on. It's like biting a big ball of aluminum foil.
Ooh. I just got that feeling in my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, man, it just drives me fucking nuts. But, you know, and every time I see it, I'm sitting there and I'm like, it just, I don't know why it bothers me. There's no reason. Like I said, dancing with the stars, or ballet, that stuff, totally fine.
Can I tell you a commercial that bothered me and you can tell me if I'm racist or not?
Yeah.
You can play a game of is Coletta racist?
Sure.
Don't answer yet. Mm-hmm. It was actually, funny enough, while I was watching the Baltimore coverage, right?
Okay.
And it cuts to a commercial, and it's, I think, ADT or one of those, you know, burglary alarms. And it's two white guys, goofy white guys that are looking to break into a home. And Ving Rhames is standing guarding the house as the security system going, don't even think about it, fool. And I'm like, no. It's the other way around. Like, there's two IT guys that, you know, have a ski mask above their head. No, that doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I couldn't help but notice and go, no, that's not the way it works. Those two guys, they're not robbing shit ever. They're fixing someone's firewall in a fucking, you know.
Ving Rhames ADT. All right.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I got
you potted up here.
I'm going to.
You haven't seen this?
Control C. Then I'm going to go. Control V. Enter.
Did you get?
Oh, no. I got to put it here. Control
Kenny's
V.
Kenny's copying the link in the chat for you.
Enter.
So have you seen this, Ken?
Bam! I did that shit 3 times already.
So it was ADT.
Yeah, it's ADT.
Have you
ADT.
Seen this yet?
No, I haven't
Watch
seen
this
it.
Watch this fucking nonsense. Watch this.
Okay, here's
The guy protecting the
he's
house
just sitting on
is
the
one that
he's,
would
Now
rob
he's
it.
In the rain in a suit with an ADT patch. Kids are playing around him. He's just still in a stoic demeanor.
Right.
It's snowing, and he's still on a lawn.
Hands clasped together, staring, right?
Nighttime.
If I were you, I would turn around. In fact, if I were you, I'd turn around and go home, because this can only end badly for you. Don't even try it. That's what I thought.
For the safety of your family.
Okay. All right.
Kenny, did you get a look at those guys? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Two white dudes, of course. Black guys.
But IT-looking fucking white dude. I mean.
They switched it around. Little Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction in that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that? The diction and the same
But again, the
tone.
Character of the criminal who was keeping the house safe. Yeah. I mean, it's so plain as day.
You're pretty fucking far from getting in this house, motherfucker. you try to break into that window because they got some little babies upstairs, and I'm going to get some heavy pipe-hitting niggas down here, and we're going to get medieval on your ass.
Oh, okay, Mr. Rames, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not actually a burger or a burglar. I was just dropping off some mail. I'm the mail guy. Oh, sorry.
It's just so.
Mr. Rames, yeah, can I have your autograph? Can I take a selfie with you? Sorry. I don't mean to be on the lawn. Sorry. But I was just saying hello. I'm actually delivering pizzas tonight. Yeah, I work for Papa John's. But I understand. And I tell all my friends, when I get a few, that don't go into this house. Because you're here, Mr. Marcellus Wallace. No one needs to get medieval on my ass here. Yeah, we don't need those pipe hit niggas over here. Because I'm just gonna get back in my Toyota Celica.
My Prius.
Just gonna get back in my Prius.
Squad car.
Yeah, I'm actually an Uber driver, and I was just looking for directions. Mr. Wallace, can you tell me how to get to State Street?
Nah, man, you're pretty fucking far from State Street. If I was you, I would get back in that little piece of shit Prius and just keep your ass moving down the street that way and don't even think about coming in here, motherfucker.
Tell me it's not just silly and ridiculous. I mean, look, I'm not saying you gotta have every burglar commercial, you know, with black guys robbing it, but just
Big Scott's will. You've lost your Jersey privileges. That's fucking funny, dude.
It's just, again, like you said, though, he's doing the Marcellus Wallace. It's the criminal clearly protecting the house against two dorks.
Yeah.
Who...
They're probably just going to... Sorry, Mr. Ross. It's Mischief Night. We were just going to put a steaming bag of dog shit on the...
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking far from the front door. I'm in the middle of the lawn. You're lucky I saw your ass.
Mischief Night. And tomorrow I have a Jedi costume to wear. Just let me
It's Mischief Night. I want to get in because I have to be home tomorrow for the DHL guy because my boots are coming in from China. And DHL only does international. And they're going to show up in this...
Registered airmail.
Oh, man. I am pretty fucking far from okay, Mr. Wallace. I'll just get back in my Uber car. And I'll just take off. And you just stand there in the winter. And black guys don't like cold, but you keep getting snowed on. And that makes a lot of sense. But okay, bye.
You've lost your Jersey privileges.
I mean,
brilliant.
Again, it was in the middle of the Baltimore coverage. Yeah. And it really stood out. I was like, what? What the fuck?
Yeah. If it was like, if you were like watching like golf, you know.
Yeah, I might not have noticed.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy and the rest of the white honkies, you know, walking around the yard. And
they cut from, you know, black guys wearing, you know, bandanas around their face, throwing Molotov cocktails at houses, and then,
I'm protecting this motherfucking house.
What? Wait, what? What? Wait, huh?
That's funny.
This is fucking weird.
That's freaking funny. All right, you want to... We'll take one more break, and then we'll finish up... Excuse me, finish up the show?
Sure.
What is it? Yeah, 8:32?
Oh, wow.
All right, yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. Not too long. And we'll come back with a few things about Russia. The trending word. Trending word. Ugh, that me and you both...
It's nauseating.
...are nauseated with. But
I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah, and then some Russian shit, maybe.
Some Russian shit.
We'll see where we go.
All right, check out the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio. Back in a few.
Here you go. This is how you listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. You can download the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then listen to the last hour on contiandkenny.com or on contiandkenny.com from 7 to 10 the whole night. You can hear that however you want, you know. It's just a load of bollocks. It's so convoluted you wouldn't believe. Why they can't just keep it simple? One click. That's all you need. One bloody click. Dopey bloody Guido.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Okay, hip point, upstate. Hip point, upstate. Hit point, upstate. Hit point, upstate. Hit point, hit point. Hit point, hit point. Hit point, hit point. Hit point, hit point. Hit point, hit. Here, boy, tip. 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 Here, boy, tip.
Okay.
Boy.
Hip point, 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 hip point.
Jerk my cock. Jerk my cock. Jerk, jerk, jerk my cock.
Okay, point. Okay, point. Okay, point. Okay, point. Okay, point.
Okay.
My Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hot sun,
All right, back with the Conti and Kenny show.
Yeah.
Minus Conti.
The Conti-less and Kenny show.
I am your fill-in host, Joe Coletta, with me, of course, Kenny Michaels. Yes. He's the one from the Conti and Kenny show.
Yeah. It's a takeover.
Ugh. Hostile
little
takeover.
Phil Collins. Actually, a friend of mine.
I was talking about dancing before, so I figured, you know, bring it back around, Kenny, because I'm a pro. Yeah.
That was a good one. Good call. I just fucking realized that now. I was like, oh, Phil Collins. A friend of mine, actually, in a town called Westfield, they had a book fair. And a fucking guy.
What the fuck is a book fair?
A book fair, you know, like used books and stuff. He's very smart. Very, very smart.
Okay.
Guy, very studious.
I just showed my stupidity. Okay.
Go ahead. You know, it's just a bunch of tents. And right, like, right, it's like right. A farmer's market just for smart
people.
Books,
books of shit. Right. Okay. Gotcha. That's why I never heard of it. All right.
Have you ever been to like a farmer's market or anything? Like a. Has a girlfriend ever taken you there?
No, I mean, like, shitty street fairs, yeah, but I don't think a farmer's market. I was maybe at one, I don't know if you would call it a farmer's market. When I was a kid, I went with my mom to get a pumpkin for Halloween. Is that a farmer's market? I don't know. It was a bunch of weeds and shit and fields where we had to go get it. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, but I've been pumpkin picking a couple of times and apple orchards and oof, that bullshit. That's boring. Oh, ladies, I know.
Does any girl out there think a guy enjoys that? Or do they just know they're torturing us?
I'm just wondering if there's any guys that actually do enjoy that. I mean, of course, here's the thing. To commit to going to one, you know, an apple orchard or something like that, or going picking blueberries or something.
You got to be deep in a relationship first.
Yeah,
of all.
And also the payback. You're going there for the payback later. Because what's going to happen is that she's going to be all kind of romantic and feeling good and stuff, and you're spending some time. You're expecting a pay. You know, you're going to have a good dinner. Maybe if you went like to a garden or a farmer's market, you're going to make all the ingredients that you just picked out from the farmer's market. So you're going to make a dinner for her, you know? You'll cook it. Yeah, let's go pick it out. I'll cook it up. You whip it up. And then you best be getting some anal or something at the end of that fucking one, because you know I won't be drinking my vodka at that point. You know my regular nightcaps or my Captain Morgan. You know, I'm gonna have wine. I'm gonna have wine, and I might have even bought a bottle of wine from one of the local fucking vendors.
Fancy you?
Fancy me? Right? So you got some string beans and some asparagus, you know, and then of course you have to go to your fishmonger or your
fishmonger. What
your
year is
butcher?
This? Fishmonger. What?
To get a piece of protein, you need some protein. You know, it can't just be fucking organic fucking vegetables from Schenectady. You know what I mean? So you have to do. So maybe you get a local bottle of wine, maybe from Long Island or something, you know, and you're going to cook it up, you know, you have a good meal. And then afterwards, it's, you know, you better get some rolls in the hay, you know what I mean?
Mm.
If not, fucking, what are you doing it for, dude? What are you doing it for? Yeah, but anyway, my friend went to this book fair, and there was a tent he found with used CDs. And of course, you can download.
How long ago
stuff.
Was this? About?
This was Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, well, something like that. Right, somewhere around there. Maybe Sunday or something. Yeah, maybe Saturday. No, it was
slightly recent. Okay.
Within the last few days.
Okay.
Glad we figured that out.
Yes, narrowed it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, it took a long way to get to that one. But he went there and he got CDs, dollar a piece. He got fucking. He got Pink Floyd, Phil Collins' greatest hits for a dollar.
Nice.
He got fucking. What were the couple of the other ones? A couple of other like obscure fucking. He just. When I was little, it was digging through the crates. You had to go to a record store
and you had to flip
through the records, you know,
and spend $18 on one.
Yeah, yeah. This was CD. These were used a dollar a piece, and he had a fucking stack. He must have spent $10. And he had all this fucking great music, you know, almost brand new CDs.
Dude, I see it on Amazon all the time, albums on CD, like, you know, 97 cents. You could buy it from all over people because people just rip them to their computer and throw them out, not knowing the MP3s they're ripping is not even half the quality of what it's supposed to sound like.
Exactly.
Fucking idiots have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. The good thing, too, that I noticed is a lot of the bands that come through the venues now, they're selling vinyls.
at the merch.
It's really
the
coming back, man.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. There's really, the merchandise. It's the big thing is to get the vinyls.
And it's not just the hipster fucks. Like really, just all around.
No, just all around. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's really cool because what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen now is you're gonna, along with your fucking PS13 and your fucking all of this interactive shit, every person is gonna have another a record player again. The old hi-fi record, you know, with the two speakers on the side.
It's a huge demand for
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah. And it's great. I don't have one yet, but I'm going to have one.
I think it was like 2010 I bought one. I got, you know,
yeah.
Audio Technica, Technica,
yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Technica.
$85
yeah.
bucks. Yeah. Brand new. And, you know,
it'll
works.
Last forever.
It works.
It's got the little balancing things, the little springs on the bottom. Right, you can move it.
It's belt driven. It's got like a little rubber band underneath the tail. $85 bucks, Kenny.
You got a belt driven. You got to pull start it like a weed whacker.
It gets worn out. I just go to Staples, get a rubber band for the fucking thing that spins around. I don't know, but yeah, you know it works. And dude, I built up. I actually put it together recently. Figuring out it's about over $2,000. My vinyl collection.
No kidding. That's really cool.
Yeah,
really cool. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, when I was a kid, I would dig. I actually, that's the reason why I started doing stand-up and radio and stuff, because I would go through it was mostly my stepfather's record collection. He had a huge record collection.
Right.
And this is going back to 1982, 83, somewhere around there. And, you know, I'm 6 years old, and I'm listening to Red Fox records. And
oh,
he's
right.
talking about cum dripping down his leg. And
you're how old?
I'm 6 years old.
Oh, shit. Great.
Yeah, yeah. And I had like a Fisher-Price record player. Actually, not a Fisher-Price toy. It was actually like the beginner's record player. But after that, because the 45s could only fit on that. So I needed full albums. So I actually took one. My grandfather was like a hoarder. I took one out of his garage. And I kind of fixed it. I used to tinker around with electronics and boom boxes when they didn't work.
Like
I would
MacGyver?
Try to fix them. Yeah. When I've said this before, but my alarm clock in high school was an alarm clock, and the guts were pulled out, and I had a 6x9 car stereo speaker hooked up to the alarm.
Yeah, you fucking mind.
I would do all that kind of electrical stuff, but I wanted to hear the album. So I would sit there. I would listen to, you know, Simon and Garfunkel David Ruffin was another one. He was in, I think he was in the Temptations or something like that, but he went and did a, so I got into soul music. There was Otis Redding albums. There was, you know, James Brown. There was fucking Van Halen. There was all of this shit that I would just sit
when
there
I
and listen to.
When I first got into vinyl, I came across this thing called Freecycle. And if you, I think it's freecycle.org.
Yeah, Freecycle. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You just go.
They just go.
Whatever town.
Come pick it up.
Yeah, they list the good shit that they're leaving at the curb, and I would always look for vinyl, and I, you know, bounced around and picked up a couple crates of vinyl. One common theme: every package of vinyl, Boz Scaggs. Everyone wants nothing to do with Boz Scaggs records. It's really? Almost every time I picked up a stack of
there's
vinyl.
There's a Boz Scaggs.
Yeah. Just always.
That's funny. Why does that happen? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But real quick, talking about, this is one of my favorite bits. And it's 3 minutes long, but it's Bill Burr, and it's talking about, here it is. We didn't plan this.
Yeah. I don't know what you're
talking about. And this is something that I want to play because it's fucking.
Is this off his new special?
No, this is a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. This is 6 years ago, it looks like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but this is one of my favorites, talking about going to the markets with your girlfriend.
Sweet, okay.
All the time. I do. My girl took me to a street fair recently, right? You know, they close off the block, there's like shawarma, there's like stuff made out of buttons, right? People with no teeth are making keychains, right? It's a typical girlfriend idea. It sucks, and it's gonna take all Saturday, right? No, we show up, right? The first thing she sees is this big table and nothing but homemade jewelry, right? Homemade jewelry. It's got twigs, macaroni in it. It's just, it's a table of crap. It's crap. The whole thing is crap. But she loves it. She's like, oh my God, look at these earrings. Do you like these? Do you think these are nice? I just want to be like, no. If they were nice, they'd be in a store, all right? But I didn't want to ruin a day, so I'm like, yeah, go ahead, check it out. I'm going to go get some air. Even though we're outside, I think there's more air to be had, right? So I walk like 3-4 tables away, and I come up to this lady. She got this big table of nothing but muffins. muffins, right? It's like 85 degrees out. She's selling muffins, and she's got this big, stupid, hey, look at the muffins I made. Look on her face. And the second I saw that, that part of my brain was just like, dude, what would happen if you just walked up and just said, hey, lady, are these your muffins? Oh, yeah? And I just started going, quack, 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 quack. Like, how many of these muffins could I mush before anybody did anything? I mean, realistically, I think I could have got the whole table. Because even if you saw me doing that, it would take at least 5 to 6 seconds to process. Like, did they say he could do that? Is it like a game? Do you eat the muffin off your fist? That just seems like a waste of pastry. You know, there's no security at a street fair. There's no bouncer staying there. He's mushing the muffins. Okay, I'm on it. Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Help me out. So I just started thinking of the horrified look on this lady's face as I started slamming these muffins. And out of nowhere, I just started laughing like a maniac. I'm like slumped over this fried dough cart. I'm dying. My girl looks at me. She's like, what the hell are you laughing at? And like an idiot, I actually tried to explain this screwed up thought to her. I swear to God, I'm just sitting there like, I was just thinking, what if I started punching the muffins? You know what I mean? I just started punching them. She's just looking at me like, why do I go out with you? Dude, but I swear to God, if I never broke eye contact the second I started hitting those muffins, that lady, she wouldn't even been able to call for help. I would have been in her head. She'd be like, did I go to high school with this guy? Why would you do that? Muffins are a happy food. I don't understand this.
That's great.
Yeah.
Dude, his latest special, Sorry You Feel That Way, is incredible.
Is it really? Yeah. I, you know, I haven't seen him in a while.
You know, oh, it's on Netflix. You got to check it out. It's by far his best. I know they're all good, but...
Rented that movie.
You know who else's fucking special is amazing? You seen Norton's special on Epix?
No, I haven't.
Just came out. Dude, it's so good.
And the end of it is whatchamacallit, Conti said he saw it. We were talking about it, I think, on the Boston shows.
Right.
And actually, at the end, it says, for Otto Peterson.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I didn't,
yeah, he dedicated his last special to Otto.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And Conti had no idea. And he was wondering, he was wondering if he was watching the show and if he was going to make any mention of it or anything,
because
Otto was huge in mine and Conti's world, but he was huge in Norton's world before. We were like the next kind of guys,
right.
You know, when Norton started taking off and everything, and and it said for Otto Peterson, you know, and it gave the date of birth and death
so
and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. He dedicated the special to him. It was really, really cool.
That's really, really sweet. Cool.
But that's a great bit. I remember my friend's sister Tina and her boyfriend at the time. I forget his name. It's actually she's a couple of years older than me, but it was funny because she was a circus clown for Ringling Brothers.
Really?
Yeah. So I hung out with all these clowns and would go travel with them and stuff. You know, I'd go see them up in Boston and stuff and
with the carnies?
Backstage. No, not carnies. These are clowns.
Okay.
These are the acrobats and these are the fucking walkers, you know, the line
so
walkers.
Actually talented people. Not
actually
just,
talented people that, you know, they went to the clown college thing.
Right.
But these are people on TV and shit, you know?
Okay.
And we got to hang out with them. And this is when I first started getting into this whole kind of performing and whatnot. And she knew that I wanted to do stand-up and I was so interested in it. And I had never been to a comedy club before. But I had listened to Carlin Records and all this kind of stuff. And she knew. So she was in that kind of performing thing, so she took me out to we went to Stand Up New York, and it was her and her boyfriend at the time. It was actually funny, he was born August 31st 1976 at 1:35 p.m. I was born August 31st 1976 at 4:35 p.m. 3 hours difference. He was born in California, I was born in Jersey,
so essentially the same time.
Exactly the same time, and she's dating him, and it's Ken, and his name was Ben.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because after the show, they have the comment cards or whatever,
and
you fill out your email and your date of birth, and I looked at it, I was like, did you fill this out for me? And he goes, no, that's mine, and I go, We're born the fucking exact same fucking minute. A coast apart, and you're dating my best friend's sister. You know, it was real. Ben and Ken. It was really, really weird.
Sounds really weird.
But I actually stayed afterwards.
What's weirder is what comedy club card asked you for the exact time you were born?
No, no, no. It was just a date, but then we got into it. They didn't. They didn't ask the time of your birth. They asked the date, but once
I'm picturing columns.
Yeah, but once
hour,
I found
minute,
out,
second, what the fuck?
Within conversation, I found out that he was born.
Okay.
We were born pretty much the exact same time on opposite coasts,
right,
same
right.
exact age.
Yeah.
What was your cord blood type? did you save the umbilical cord? Describe your mother's placenta.
Did they eat it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, my mother buried it in the backyard.
What?
Yeah.
I think I knew this.
Yeah, she buried it in the backyard.
What's the reason again?
Because she had a garden.
That's not a fucking reason.
I told you, my mother was, she's a bohemian hippie.
I'm
without,
just going to leave it at that. I'm not even going to ask any more questions.
Without the, she never took a snort, a drink, nothing like that, but she was a bohemian hippie.
What's the fun of being a hippie then?
We were all born in that, I was the last one to be born in the hospital, and then I was the last one in the family to get circumcised. So my brother's got full Conti dick. And,
are you jealous?
No, not at all. No,
I kind of am. I'm cut, and from everything I hear, it's more sensitive and better when you got that fucking foreskin.
Yeah, it's true, and you don't need any lube because it's just the top skin going. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't.
Then again, you gotta have maintenance on your dick. You need maintenance.
Yeah, no, I could dip
this
thing in
mud. Need a toothbrush to clean your dick. I don't know. Maybe that's overhyped. I don't know. That's just what I hear.
You gotta take a towel like a shoe shiner. He spits on it.
I never want to have a girlfriend say the word smegma to me.
Yeah.
Come up. So that's one positive.
Yeah. So whatchamacallit? So she took me to stand up New York, and I worked eventually later on. But I wanted to stay after because I saw this young guy. This is 1997, somewhere around there, you know, and there was this guy, redheaded, high-pitched voice, you know, talking about diarrhea or something like that, and it was Bill Burr, and I never forgot him because I've watched him, and I eventually met him when I was doing the O&A stuff.
That was probably like right after he came from Boston in New York, right?
Yeah. It had to have been. I started in 2002. And this, it may have been 98,
still,
somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And, but he fucking made me laugh, and he's still one of my favorite performers to watch. And I got to meet him a bunch of times, and he was the actual one that told me about, at the Comedy Store, that when he's there and Carlos Mencia would walks in, they all go, fucking Mencia's here, don't do any new shit.
Well, I told you about my experience with Bill Burr, right?
No.
Okay, well, Kenny, I have you to blame for this. Remember that pep talk we were talking about after one of my shows we mentioned, I think, on this show, about just, you know, interviewing comics in a comedy club. They would go, you know, for my documentary. They would love to go after it. Okay, so we go to see Bill Burr at Levity Live.
This is recent.
This is like a month and a half ago, right? Not long after I was here filming B-roll.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen him before. Jumped at the chance to go see him. He was phenomenal.
Levity up in Nyack, right?
Yeah, Palisades Mall, yeah. He was incredible. So I got the camera in the car, and, you know, my friend Dave, who used to be on the show, works at Levity Live, so he knows people. So we get backstage, you know, where there's a meet and greet, and I should have maybe factored this in. It was like a charity gig.
Okay.
So, because someone died, and there was the family there.
Gotcha.
Should have taken that into account. Anyway, so I hear we're getting backstage after the show, so I run to the car, I grab the camera, and I have it under my jacket, you know, like, it's bulging out. We could tell, but I'm just trying to. I get in the back room. I get up to Bill. Couldn't have been nicer. I shake his hand. I go, "Hey, man, great to meet you. Listen, I'm doing this documentary on podcast. If you got like 5 minutes, it doesn't have to be right now." And he just goes, "Oh, shit. Sorry, I got to back up."
Okay.
The first thing I said was, and this, I fucked it up because I gave him the out. I gave him the out. I go, I'm going to ask you something that's probably going to annoy you. And he just goes, "Then don't." and I asked anyway. I go, "I'm doing this documentary." And I can just see he's, I'm like, all right, man, never, it's all right. It's cool. Let's, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just shook his hand. We took a picture.
Right.
And I called him. What
you got to do for a guy like that, it's got to know that you've got.
I'm sure he gets shit like that all the time.
You've got brother Joe already. Yeah, but he doesn't know you from.
Yeah, this is before I had anybody.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is starting
yeah.
out, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll
breaking your balls. Believe me, I'm kidding. It was me not knowing when to shut my mouth like usual. And then, dude.
You know what's funny is, I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to know you. Then don't.
That's exactly. And of course I did anyway, an asshole. Of course.
Oh, that's funny. That's really, really funny. Yeah, we're shit.
All right, Mark, we got you ready?
Yeah, hold on. Let's see.
That went fast. Yeah, what's going on in the chat there?
Big Scott Swell tossed himself. You guys need lube, maintenance, aka washing your dick once in a while, and his brother in a jar. I remember Coletta squirmed when Kenny told, oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
Brian, my brother Brian, number one. Remember the miscarriage?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. She kept him in a little jar.
I don't need to hear it again.
Good one, Big Scott. Hey, do you have our closing music?
I do.
All right. You can pop that on. And thank you guys for listening, man. Joe had some stuff to do, but Coletta filled in beautifully.
Thank you for
having me. We had a good time, man.
Oh,
had some good laughs.
Fucking blast.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, man.
And make sure you check out the Cousin Joe Show Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio. And this week, the secret show for our taping of the WMEX in Boston for the weekend, Fridays and Saturdays, 1 o'clock, will be on Friday. I'm not sure exactly what time, because Joe has a
show.
You'll
tweet it out when it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll let you know.
At KennyMichaels5 on
Twitter. Yeah, yeah, and whatchamacallit, just go to Joe's stuff.
And he'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, you
at Joe Conti Comic
on I just learned how to cut
Twitter.
And paste with the P and shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
At Joe Conti Comic on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. And whatchamacallit.
At C and K Show on Twitter as well.
Yeah, and anyone, any new listeners, you can check, just go to ContiandKenny.com and check out the shorts, check out the comedy scene stuff, the old podcast. We're going to have a couple more things coming up soon. But hey, pals, thanks a lot for listening. All the guys and gals in the chat. And I appreciate it. And
I appreciate it as well. No, thanks for listening, guys. We will return to your normally scheduled good programming. See what I mean? Next Monday.
Yeah. And as our pal, Otto Peterson, always says,
take care.